Good evening, everyone. Hey, thanks everyone for being dedicated listeners, but especially the new listeners and those downloading off of Apple iTunes. I am proud to say I had a record download yesterday. 343,000 downloads on the most, the silliest, most controversial. I had fun with it, but I was also really, I'm telling you, I'm really serious about women and women enabling women. Because we like to enable each other. When we all go out in girls and groups, we enable one another on bad behavior. No, I meant really empowering one another. Thank you, everyone. It was one of the, in one day, and actually in a window of 8 hours, I cannot believe the thousands of downloads on that podcast on Apple iTunes and new subscribers. Thank you, everyone. Internationally, thank you across the globe. We're up to, oh, good Lord, 65 countries we are now in. You know, we're just going to go ahead and I'm just going to go across the globe. I want to hit every country. So pass it along for yourself, my journey. Brought to you platform Podbean, but also brought to you by Apple iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and soon I am serious on Sirius Radio. You know what's funny? I'm going to start this off because this was absolutely hilarious, but this just tells you I am not connected with the world events. I really don't. If you want to say I'm a very unique person, that would be putting it very lightly, because I do definitely, most definitely, and I always have my entire life, I go by the beat of my own drum. I don't go with the rest of the drummers in the group. No, I like to stand out and be on the platform by myself way over there. When you tell me what we're going to play, I'm going to play my own beat of my own drum. That's the kind of person I am. I literally was picking up a rental car, went up to the desk. This was the funniest thing ever. This just tells you I'm just, you know, we got a lot going on, first of all, but I'm not into the political stuff. I'm not into all that. If it runs across my phone and I just happen to turn on my phone, beep, and it's there. And maybe if my eyes catch it, I visually catch it, then yes, you know, then obviously I know something's up. But other than that, I literally had the gentleman, I was checking in, got my rental car, and hey, how are you doing, ma'am? How was your afternoon? It's doing great, doing great. Yeah, I can't believe it. Can you believe he's not guilty? I paused for a minute and I just bleep out because just the way he said it. I said, O.J. Simpson? God, the girl next to him at the counter was like, oh, did you just say O.J. Simpson? Girl, are you not? I was like, what? Who's not guilty? They just started laughing. They're like, are you serious? And I'm like, no, I am serious. Or like Donald Trump. He was found not guilty. And I'm like, oh, really? Yeah. I was like, huh. Well, I guess that means he's going to be, what, meeting Kim Jong at McDonald's more often for Happy Meal? I mean, it would qualify for a Happy Meal. Can he supersize that, I'm wondering, since he is the president? I don't keep up on that. I told flat out, I am not into politics. I don't get into the shenanigans, you know, and to each their own, you know. Obviously, the two people were definitely following on their phones, you know, on the rental car company clock. I'm just not into that, but to each their own. You know, when you get older, you realize everybody has their things, their what they're into in that politics, what, you know, they're very compassionate and passionate about. You know, if you're changing your look and you literally have blonde hair now and you're doing the comb over, okay, and you literally have your own hair, because we know it's his own hair, and you're eating at McDonald's with the full business suit on and you are meeting Kim Jong, then you know, if, you know, you feel that connected to Donald Trump and you want to be almost like his second hand man, then, you know, more power too. You know, who am I to judge and say, you know, leave that up to God and McDonald's? Because, I was not keeping up on that. I have no idea. I just was never into politics. I'm serious. I had no idea. I just, you know, it sounded like somebody murdered somebody. O.J. Simpson? I mean, I'm like, if the glove don't fit, acquit. See, all of you who emailed me and put in there, if the glove don't fit, acquit. I did watch the O.J. Simpson. Let's face it. You know, it's just my opinion. It's the great USA. I'm entitled to my opinion. He was guilty. But the money, I'm just going to say, you know, Sometimes people abuse the power with their dollar bills they're holding in their pocket and their bank accounts. You know, I don't know the whole nine yard shenanigans, whatever. I don't know. It's always like Donald Trump's always blasting. Who's a lady who always looks angry? I can't think of her name. I don't know. And he's always going after some female, whatever. Is that McDonald Trump a chauvinistic oink? I don't think so. I just don't think he likes certain women. But then again, a lot of women, we don't like certain men. So I don't know. I guess that just makes us a roundabout great USA. I don't know. Whatever happened and he got out of it, you know, he's a very, very smart, let's face it, he's a smart businessman. But I'm going to say it again. When he ran and he announced that he was going to be in the presidential election and the great race, you know, he did that just for fluffing feathers, first of all. He never had planned on winning. He never thought he was going to win. You know, I would have loved to seen him go against Ronald McDonald. I would like to seen him go against Montel Williams. I would like to seen him go against, what is her name on Dance Moms? The owner. I like to see him go against Omarosa. Oh, I think we got our next presidential candidate. Who raises her hands and says Omarosa should run next to Donald Trump on the ballot? I do. If I had more than two hands, I would. I'm in the mood for a really good election. Let's make this a good run for the money. Let's get somebody else in there. Anybody, do you realize, can realize a dream and become president? Anybody. That includes everyone, including you, all of you, even you. That's right. And you didn't think you could, you know, mount to anything in your life. Take a look in the mirror. You could be running the great USA. You could be the next president. It just goes to show you. But you know what? Do I think he used whatever the situation? I mean, obviously, he'd be doing something, some shenanigans to get himself in a position where, you know, he was going to be, they just say, eliminated as president and his term's going to be cut early. He had been doing something. I don't know. I don't get into all that political stuff. But all I was going to say is Donald Trump's a businessman, for crying out loud. Anything I think that he's going to get himself into, he's going to pay him off. It's just my opinion. Who doesn't know someone? I mean, come on now. How many people get into money? I'm talking about, you know, multi-million billionaires who don't use their money as power tools. Come on. How many? And if you don't think they don't do it, well, then they're just pulling the wool and pulling a great game on you. That's what makes them business savvy. Because, you know, who doesn't do that? Use their money as leverage. You know, these multi-million billionaires. Donald Trump, please. You know, whatever he did, I don't care everybody's entitled to their opinion, I'm sure he paid them off well. And he probably gave him a lifetime supply of Happy Meals, and that's enough to make me find him not guilty. I don't know about you. That is if McDonald's would go to a vegan menu. That would be, I mean, straight vegan. Let's not cross the meat with the lettuce and that. But that's just my opinion. That's, and I, you know what? And I'm sticking to it, but it was just the reaction when they said, I can't believe, did you hear the news? He's found not guilty. OJ Simpson? If it, like a pen could drop on that counter, it probably would have, because it was absolutely, I know a couple other people waiting in line. Right, me, I heard him chuckling. I'm not into that stuff. I'm probably the only one getting a rental car that had no idea. I'm not into it. So I'm going to say I'm not into it. But what I am into, let's get into, because what is today? We're on a Wednesday. We're on a, let's whisper about some gossip, Wednesday. Let's talk about, you know what? I'm a big fan of Pamela Anderson. Most women don't like her because y'all jealous of her and you always wanted to be Pamela Anderson. And it's just kind of like J-Lo and Shakira. Girl, you ain't never going to be Pamela Anderson. There's one Pammy, one Pam. I'll talk about the puppet Pammy. There's one Pam Anderson, Pamela Anderson. I'm not talking about her modeling career or how many times she was on Playboy magazine or, you know, whatever situation. I'm talking about she is big. Her passion and her heart is for all animals. And she is a huge advocate for rescues, all the organizations for saving animals and being the voice. And I am 1,000,000% have been big on that forever. So, I mean, I really think, and also she's a really big activist on other, you know, other avenues and other ventures as well, and not just about the animals. And she gives back a lot. You know, I have mad respect for a strong-ass woman, and, you know, I don't care what anybody says. You may look at her, and that's where that podcast yesterday was about. It's not all about using your sex appeal or whatever. Let's not say she didn't do it, because she did, you know. You know, we all sometimes dabble in that. But let's just say, you know, she's gotten older, she's gotten wiser, you know, she has used her name as a platform and helping out so many causes, especially with animals, and I'm big on that. But the big shebang, and the big shado, is about she had recently got married, and she did not, and the thing is once again, you know, people got to understand, you got to kind of look at the backstory, what's going on before you listen to any of that gossip on, you know, the media outlets. The wedding kind of had happened, but they did not file the certificate and legal paperwork to finalize them being married with the county and city where they got married out, and I believe it was in California. So it only lasted like 2 weeks. And people are all like, oh my God, this is like the fifth marriage she's had, and what do you expect, and yada, yada, yada. You know, for people who go, you know, because I've been married before, not just once, you know, for people who sit there and want to, like, you know, cut down people that have been married more than once. Well, you know what? You know who it always is? It's always the people that nobody wants your ass in the first place. Especially if you've been, you know, nobody wants your butt. I'm just going to say, you know, it's always those people who act like that. What is it? Haters or whatever? I don't know. You know what? I look at it. Okay. She was married multiple times. All right. Okay. For the men that cutting her down. Okay. What about Frank Sinatra? How many times have you been married? What about Donald Trump? Did y'all look at him? How many times has he been married? We're going to judge the woman because she's been married more than once or twice, and you want to cut her down. Well, if she's been married once or twice, that must make her some hot stuff, because obviously, multiple people wanted to be married to her. So she must be doing something right. But maybe she's just, and this is the thing too, people don't realize, it's not always the person on the receiver's fault, whether it's the wife or the husband. Sometimes it's just, you know, you got a lifetime of picking the wrong people, and sometimes it just takes you to wake up and smell the coffee and realize you're following a bad pattern. I've noticed that with, you know, when people get multiple married, and, you know, I'm guilty, you know. Sometimes you're choosing the same type of person without realizing it. Especially when you grow and evolve, and you know, you're in a different part of your life. I'm going to be careful how I'm going to say this, right? Y'all going to hit me up. But people are so down on that. I mean, look at these, you know, these big performers back in the day. You know, multiple marriages. And nobody wants to say anything about the man who's been married multiple times. 4, 5, 6 times, whatever. But they want to come down hard. You know, she didn't file, they did not file the marriage certificate, so it's really, it's, they got married through the ceremony, but it's not legitimately finalized until it's filed. So really, the fifth marriage, it didn't go through. But you know what, if you really look at the background, and, you know, Pamela Anderson, the strip off the sex appeal title, and Baywatch, and, you know, and all the other things she's done, where she's, you know, she has profited off of her looks, you know, since she was young. But let's look at the part of her intelligence, and, you know, obviously she's big on, and if you look at some of her Instagram and some of her accounts, you'll realize is she loves to love, and she's just a hopeless romantic, and some people enjoy, you know, they enjoy the married life. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't mean that, you know, it can't happen again. You know, I don't know. I just view marriage differently now that I'm older. I don't believe, like, marriage is, like, way, way, way back in the day. I don't believe it's respected and taken for everything that it should be, down to each vow. And before, like I said before you get into a marriage, if you can't commit, then don't, you know, don't bother. Don't waste people's time. But I don't think marriages are anything like they used to be. And, you know, and sometimes it can just be a piece of paper or an advantage gain between two people. A lot of people get married and they, you know, it's on a paper. That's it. They take advantage of the taxes and things like that. I'm serious. People do it all the time. God honest truth. but they still have an open marriage, or they're just friends, or, you know, marriage is not marriage anymore. And that's why I always say, you know, you don't have to feel like, you know, when you get older, you realize you don't have to feel like you have to be married. You know, the best thing for you sometimes when you get older is a true companion. You know, I'm not going to get into that again, but, you know, Pamela Anderson, you know, she is a good soul. I really do believe that. I believe that she is just, she loves with everything she has. She loves to a fault. I'm guilty of that. Love to a fault and accept some faults that you should not accept, but you learn from your mistakes and you grow, and, you know, that wisdom will be there. And maybe there was things, and, you know, public doesn't need to get involved in that stuff, you know, and I don't really think, you know, it didn't get filed. Whose entitlement is that? His business is that, really? You know, it's hers. But I don't know where I was going with this, because really I was going to end with this is because I'm just going on a whole nother topic, because I've talked about this before, and I was talking to somebody about it on the phone about getting my brows, the henna tattoo, the henna brows, where, you know, I have literally have had such a huge problem with my eyebrows regrowing back after all the oncology treatments. I lost a good portion of my eyebrows, and I am definitely, I don't wear makeup every day. I very seldom wear a lot of makeup. I am big on, I will wear twice a day because I will wash my face off twice a day. And I am big on going to sleep and waking up first thing with some really good, and I use Neutrogena. Switching over to vegan, no animal testing products, obviously, with the lifestyle that I have been living. But I'm big on making sure you have good skincare and wearing SPF and making sure you always have some really good moisturizer and good skincare. I'm not big on makeup. I never have been, but I am having a dandy time. I'm going to put the email right down here because I need some advice big time so I don't look like myself, Ronald McDonald. When I'm trying to do my eyebrows, my brows, and filling them in, and, you know, Lord, I mean, I have 5 different products I have went through, and I can still cannot get my brow, let's just face it, I cannot fill my brows without spending way too much time. I believe if you spend more than 10 minutes, trying to fill in your brows, then you need, obviously, you need an editorial, or you need somebody to just do. But somebody had mentioned, a friend of mine, actually, Little Lazy Rivertown, had mentioned I get tattooed eyebrows, and I am not comfortable doing that. In any way with the tattoos, I don't think that's a good idea. But they did mention the henna brows, and I don't know how many women have done that, even men, because men get their eyebrows done now, too. Come on, guys. You know, you're also into the skincare and that just as much. If not, I mean, some guys even more than women, but I'm trying to find a way to get some kind of, it has to be vegan, no animal testing, cruelty-free product to fill my eyebrows. I've never, you know, I have a really great vegan mascara product I've been using, and literally, and it's clear, and my eyelashes have just, it's been a month, and they have grown back longer and thicker now than before. I had oncology treatments, but my eyebrows is just, you know, that's a thing with oncology treatments and all of these, you know, experimental test phase drugs. When you get into these side effects for experimental treatments and that, you don't know what the side effects are going to be. And sometimes they can be permanent. Oh, they could be long-term, or it could be a temporary thing. But for crying out loud, I just cannot. I'm not a makeup person, but, you know, I like to at least have some expression. Not faintly, but some expression. So I'm going to be looking at that this weekend. But anybody with any tips and ideas, you know, leave the email down here. Reach out to me. Let me know what you think, or what you use, or, you know. And I will have to say, too, you know, because I'm that type of gal that likes to switch it up. You know, I am known to play rainbow bright in a multitude of colors constantly with my hair. And I have said that before, you know, my hair went through some hell with oncology treatments as well. I decided, you know, I'm going to go try the extreme, you know, when you get older too, and you get gray hairs, which are absolutely when you get older, you know, I'm sorry for all you 20 year olds listening. You're like, I don't have any gray hair. I don't know what she's talking about. What's it saying now? Boomer. Okay. First of all, I'm going to clarify this. Boomers are people in their 60s and 70s. When you start calling women that are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s boomers, look up the terminology of boomers, 20-year-olds. Boomers in 60s and 70s. That drives me nuts. I correct any young woman I hear say boomer about somebody, and they are clearly not in their 60s and 70s. And who cares if you're 60s and 70s anyway? You know, I think we need to have, the boomers need to have an expression for the ones calling them boomers. But God, look at the terminology, for crying out loud. You know, let's back to empowering women. Knock it off, please. Okay. Just knock it off. But also with my hair, and it was a process, and I am not doing a reveal yet. I'll give a little hint, you know, tomorrow, but I literally, it was a good month and at 1.4 hours for process, literally have went to a platinum blonde. I would have to say this is the lightest my hair's ever been. I had blonde hair a good portion of my high school, if not all my high school years, but it was not platinum blonde. But you know, I wasn't sure if I would like it or not. But I'm going to say one thing. I have never been told by more people, more women than men, but just as much. Eric, get tired of hearing it too. Oh, how many times I have heard, you look like Amber Rose. I had to sit there and think, who's Amber Rose? It's kind of like, did you realize he was found not guilty? I had to look up Amber Rose. And then I realized, okay, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Because the one time I did watch Dancing with the Stars was just that season. And Amber Rose was on it. I did not realize. And I was like, oh, wow. Wow. If you all are thinking like, what's her hair look like? I'm not going to tell you. That's the thing. I like to remain like a great Houdini, a mystery. But it is super, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. It is, I like it. I really do. And here's the great thing. If you get any gray hairs, where's the gray? When you go platinum blonde, there is no grays. But I love it. I mean, I absolutely, and I have not been able to say this in many years. You know, I used to have really long, dark, you know, genetically correct DNA, way too much hair my whole life before I started getting sick. And I was always told, like, hair salons, when you go get your hair trimmed, you got too much hair, it's thinning out. And I'd be like, no, not thinning out. And I always tell them, you know, I was always told them, one day, you know, I may end at the point where I lose my hair of age or whatever, and, you know, let me appreciate it now, you know. But, you know, when you go to hair salons, you get some of those envious hairdressers, and they just want to chop your hair off and always want to take the shears and thin it out. Come on, man. If a woman has thick hair, let her have thick hair. Especially if you've gone to cosmetology school. Man, you know better, you know? Let her have some thick hair. Women empowering women again, I'm going to say. But yes, I did not realize that, yeah, I guess I realized I look like somebody. And I'm hearing it all the time. I have literally today heard it 4 times that you look like Amber Rose. And I'm thinking, no, because I don't have that big of a booty in that. My boobs are real, but they're not that big. And isn't she tall? Well, I could be wrong, but I thought she was tall. But no, I didn't realize, you know, I'm not going to say what my hair looks like. But did I just give it away? But I literally did not, yeah. So it was interesting. But even Amber Rose knows how to do her eyebrows. So that's what I'm talking about. And I'm going to put it down here. You know, I'm going to get off of this podcast. And I'm going to end it early on this evening, going into early morning Thursday. Terrific Thursday. I've got some great news, too, because I connected with somebody. I'm going to say the C word, celebrity. No, you thought I was going to say something else. Now, didn't you? Don't use that word. Women don't like that word. That's a good way to get slapped, man. I connected with someone, and I cannot wait to share the news in the most unique way possible, and I'm hoping we'll be able to share it sometime if not this weekend, it's going to be next week. So you got to stay tuned for that as well. But thank you everyone for Apple iTunes, for all of the love, for yesterday's Women Empowering Women podcast about what I felt about the Super Bowl halftime show. You know, life is so serious. We need not take things so seriously. And you know, we have to also remember too, there are serious parts of life. There truly are. And sometimes a podcast can be silly, but I always try to make sure that there's some type of lesson behind it. And I'm so glad that a lot of you ladies reached out and really appreciated the podcast and shared it with the younger generation or your own daughters. And I truly appreciate that. And I'm just going to leave this podcast for this evening, going into the early morning. Don't forget in the morning as well, when you are out and about, you may be through that drive-through. A little goes a long way. You never know what someone may be going through, their own struggles in life, their own trials and tribulations. Please get some change out of your purse, men. Get your wallet out. Make sure you start the weekend early. Do something nice for someone. Pay it forward.